Have you ever been asked to give your testimony before a group? Were you prepared or scared to death? Or perhaps both? Well, we want to help. Listen in for a few good tips.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation, Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Sharif Razonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
Today is Switch It Up Podcast Day, which means we bring you practical topics and how to disciple via special tips, guest speakers, or simple how-tos.
Episode Special Edition 1. Today in our podcast, we are discussing how to prepare your testimony.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to do this type of special topic is because I've seen so many people that after they've been using Go in Peace for a while at their church or in a ministry, that a lot of times they get asked to then give their testimony about what God did. You know, and a testimony can be anything. It can be your testimony of how you actually accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It could be a testimony of now you went through this amazing thing. You were saved and then this amazing thing happened and you went deeper in your relationship with God. And how did that happen? And then what happened after you went through that? It could be the other day I was out in the park and this Jehovah Witness was there and I ended up ministering to him. And so that can be a testimony too. There's a lot of different things that are testimonies, but how do we get ready to do that? Mm-hmm. Like the first time you gave your testimony, were you afraid?
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I was mostly afraid because, you know, I grew up in church for the most part. And so I always heard really good speakers sharing about their testimony and all this like crazy stuff that they had done in their past and how God radically like smacked them upside the head one day and completely transformed them. And then I'm like, how do I make my life sound like that? And I couldn't, you know? And so I was always afraid to give my testimony because I thought I was going to sound like a boring snooze fest.
Right.
Snore fest, sorry.
both sound good. Snooze fest. Yeah, snore so, fest.
But anyways, I was always really just intimidated by the idea because I didn't know how I could structure telling my testimony, but also, is there enough substance in my testimony to make it sound interesting enough for people to want to listen to?
Right. And I think that's where most people struggle with. So I've had a lot of people that say, oh, I can't do it. I'm so afraid to do it. But, you know, if God's opening that door, then, you know, he wants you to step through it. Mm-hmm. And so we want to help you prepare that testimony. And so when I was first asked to give my testimony, I was just like you. I was afraid. What was I going to do? How do I do it? How do I prepare my notes? What do I say? And a lot of times when you first start sharing in front of a group of people, you're usually so nervous that you ramble on.
That's me.
And what's really sad, what's really sad about rambling on is all of a sudden your time is gone. Mm-hmm. And maybe you had, you know, 5 minutes, maybe you had 10 minutes, maybe you had 30 minutes, but all of a sudden your time is gone and you didn't get to share the main points that you wanted to share. So we want to help equip you to prepare your testimony. So I remember when God first put on my heart that he wanted me to start this ministry way before I ever wrote Go in Peace. He actually called me to start biblically discipling people who were hurting. And so pretty soon I was asked to give my testimony. But when I was first praying about starting this ministry, I went to the pastors at my church and I told them what was on my heart. And I said, I want to biblically disciple. I have no idea how to do this. And the counseling pastor at our church said, Sheree, I want you to go through a program called Biblical Counseling Foundation. It's known as BCF, and the book is Self-Confrontation. And it is an amazing in-depth manual for anyone who wants to learn how to biblically disciple. And I'll have a link to it in our blog post. So if you want to look at it and you want to go deeper into biblically counsel people, it's it's a great discipleship tool for you. So I'll have a link there. But in this book that's way over 400 pages, maybe 450 pages, this manual, in the very back, they have just these two pages that are like gold in how to prepare a personal testimony. And this is where I first learned how to do this. And they use the example from Paul in Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 23, where Paul was before King Agrippa. And he tells his testimony. He has life before his transformation. Then he talks about his transformation and then life after transformation. And so in this thing in BCF where they're saying this is how you can prepare your own, you can follow what Paul did. We can come up with life before the transformation, and life after. And they encourage you to write it in first a 10-second testimony, not a 10-minute testimony.
No ramble time there. Yeah.
No, 10 seconds. Yeah. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Mm-hmm. Because if we can get down to the nitty-gritty in what we want to teach, right, mm-hmm. it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So to come up with your 10-second testimony, you're going to have one sentence for life before the transformation. Mm-hmm. You're going to come up with one sentence, life at the transformation. Mm-hmm. And you're going to come up with one sentence for life after mm-hmm. transformation. Yeah. And so you're coming up with those main points.
Yeah. So it's cool because that kind of sounds like I'm, you know, trying to learn the Bulgarian language right now. And so I'm trying to practice it and use it, you know, verbally as much as I can. Sometimes just listening to it doesn't help me actually speak it. But when I practice speaking it, it kind of just connects differently in my brain. And right. this way, if I'm saying these three sentences, they're going to be more accessible in your brain. Because sometimes, you know, at least when I'm speaking publicly, I'm really just grasping sometimes, oh man, right. where was this going to go next? You know, but if you've said it before, even if you're right. practicing at home, right. your 10-second testimony, your right. brain knows what's that next step, you know. First, second, and third, and yes. then you then build on top of that, it seems like.
Which is so important for a public speaker, because a lot of times it's those transitions in your message, like how do I get from point A to point B? And if you can transition just seamlessly almost, that's where you really keep your listeners' mm-hmm. attention. And so, for example, I actually pulled up my notes from when I did this way back when, I don't know how many years ago, probably close to 30 years ago, and I'll actually update it just a little bit maybe, and I'll have it on the blog post too. So you can see my 10-second testimony, but we're going to talk about how to have a 10-second testimony, a 30-second testimony, and a 60-second testimony. So I'll put that on the website for you. But my 10-second testimony was concerning my real-life struggles. So this is before transformation. There was a time in my life when I had a hole in my heart, which I tried to fill in all the wrong ways. This eventually led to my desire to try to end my life. So that's part of my 10-second testimony before the transformation. Mm-hmm. Then here's my transformation sentence. Then God met me where I was, and he filled the hole in my heart. Mm. And then the after is, I discovered the truth that I am loved and truly forgiven. And so here you have a 10-second testimony that, bringing it down to that nitty-gritty, you can now really build on. You can turn it into, which we'll talk about in a minute, a 30-second testimony. You can turn it into a 60-second testimony. You can turn it into a 30-minute message by having these three main points.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to see that, like, you are breaking it up in this way. So then that way, like you said, you could prepare it to become something bigger. And now one thing that I kind of like thought always happened when I watched these public speakers tell their testimony in a way that I'm like, wow, they wrapped it all up. These guys just must be able to go, you know, and preach with their eyes closed. But I don't think that's always the case. I'm sure that right. you probably, when you first started teaching, might not have been as good as you are now. And I'm sure that's like how it is with most public speakers.
Right.
But I like to see that actually, like, biblically, that it suggests the practice, because I would always feel silly, you know, like practicing my testimony, because I'm like, well,
right,
you know, is this a show? But it's definitely not, you know, it's putting your time in to be effective. And were you going to share the verse in 1 Peter?
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it was in 1 Peter 3. We went over it a little bit ago, but it says
3:15, right?
1 Peter 3:15.
Okay. Yeah.
But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is in you. And it's interesting to see that it says that we are to be prepared.
Yeah.
How else are you going to prepare
right.
other than practice?
Right. Exactly. That's a really good point. And I like how it says always be prepared, because we're also called in God's word to be ready in season and out. So sometimes it's just going to come out of the blue. If you already have this prepared, maybe it's only the 10 second testimony you have memorized. It might be a neighbor just talking to you randomly. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there you go. You, because you are always prepared, you're mm-hmm. ready to give that testimony to them. Yeah. That is really cool. And, but preparing, you brought up a good point of the practicing. I think that's very important. When I first was learning how to speak before a group, and it's pretty funny because when I never finished my 2-year college degree, because the last class I needed to take was public speaking. Mm. And I was so afraid to speak publicly that I never finished. Wow. Can you believe it?
No.
So God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, right? But this was his call for me. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to learn how to do this. So it's very important to practice. And so one of the things I started doing, and it sounds so weird, but is so important, is to start practicing in front of a mirror. Mm. And so we had this closet that had a full-length mirror, and I would sit there and I would practice all my notes, right? And not only was I practicing them, but I was timing them too. Because a lot of times you're given a slot, you have 5 minutes to share, you have 15 minutes to share, you have 30 minutes to share, and you need to stay in with that time slot, especially if you're doing a retreat and you're at a retreat center, like maybe you're the speaker right before lunch, and you have to finish at lunchtime for those people to get to lunch on time to honor the staff that just prepared the lunch, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so you have to be prepared. Sometimes the person that spoke before you too might go over, and now you got to chop your message down. You had 30 minutes and you're down to 20 minutes now. So what are you going to take out? By practicing your message, you know those key points. Like if it's your testimony, back to your testimony, you're going to have before transformation, you're going to have transformation, and you're going to have after transformation. And so you're able to stay focused on those three points and be able to fit that in any time slot. Mm-hmm. And you do that by practicing. And practicing in front of the mirror also helps you, not that I sat there and stared at myself in the mirror, I was mostly looking at my notes, mm-hmm. but it's also letting you see a little bit about how you are presenting yourself mm-hmm. to the group, which is really important. Are you talking monotone? Mm-hmm. Are you putting them to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not moving because you are so nervous? Or are you moving your arms, which are important because you are bringing them in with your body language? Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That's really interesting, because I feel like sometimes people don't recognize, like you said, the facial expressions, and that's me too. Sometimes like I don't realize that like I could have, you know, just this grumpy look on my face when I'm trying to say something.
Right.
I think it's my serious face. Other people want to think it's grumpy face, you know, uh-huh. but you gotta see it for yourself to go, whoa, like I look like that when I'm saying this. So
right.
yeah, maybe I do need to just practice, not to, you know, have it be a performance, but so that way you can actually
exactly.
get your message across and it could be received well.
Right.
I did like what you said. Earlier, just a second ago, you did mention the two things, which was in ways that you would be prepared to say your testimony, though. I mentioned the part of studying, but then you mentioned the part of your heart being prepared.
Right.
And like it almost like was a light bulb that went off in my head. And any time that I could think back to the past of an opportunity that I blew it with being able to share my testimony, it was one of those two things.
Oh, really?
Either my heart was not prepared to uh-huh. share my testimony at that moment, maybe bad day, you know,
right
or I had not been practicing my testimony
right.
to be able to deliver it well.
Right. Yeah, very good. And so you are going to, our listeners, you are going to probably be offered a time that you're going to be able to share. And so we want to challenge you to prepare that 10-second testimony. In fact, if you have joined us in our Facebook group, our Go in Peace Leaders Facebook group, come up with your 10-second testimony and then post it there for us to see so that we can encourage the other leaders to go, hey, maybe I need to get my testimony put on there too. And then once you have this 10-second testimony, you can expand it into a 30-second testimony. So just take time to look at how I expanded mine. It's going from like one or two sentences to maybe three or four sentences. And again, it's those key points. When you bring things down to the nitty-gritty, you have the real key points there mm-hmm. that you can expand on. And then there'll be an example of the 60-second testimony that just goes a little bit little bit more detail. The point I want to make, though, is sometimes you might hear somebody give a testimony and they're so caught up in their past life. before the transformation. Mm-hmm. The thing we need to remember about testimonies is the glory is going to God, mm-hmm. not us, not where we were, not how we overcame this. It's what did God do in our life? You know, whether it's the transformation of the testimony of when we first accepted Jesus Christ, whether it's the testimony of, wow, you know, I was a Christian and I thought I was doing okay. And then I went to this Go in Peace weekend and the Lord just showed me, oh my goodness. And he took me to a whole new level in my walk with him. Whether it's that kind of testimony, remember to always bring it back to, it's about God. It's not about us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of take what you said and maybe even up it one for the people that are listening and on the Facebook page. And maybe if they want to, maybe upload a little selfie video of them saying their 10-second thing, because then you can kind of get that experience of kind of understanding that people are watching. You got some pressure, and then you even get to play it back and listen to yourself, because I can always type something and make it sound really eloquent, but actually like stepping up to the plate and saying it when a timer is going is a little bit different for me, at least.
I love it. Okay, so that's your challenge we're going to leave you with today, is we want you leaders to do your 10-second testimony on a little video and then upload it to our Go in Peace Leaders page, because I think that's really cool. Back when I first started teaching, we didn't have our iPhones and stuff where we could take videos of ourselves, and maybe that's why I did it in front of the mirror. Maybe this is a new way that we could practice now, is actually, instead of in front of the mirror, just start do video recording yourself, and then you can see how you're coming across.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, we really want to thank you, unless you have something else to add today, Matt. Okay. We really want to thank you for joining in to this topic, and we look forward to, we're going to be bringing you more podcasts on how to prepare to teach, whether it's a Bible study or whether it's at a retreat or something. We want to help equip you to become the best biblical discipler you can. So we really thank you for joining us today, and God bless.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sharif Rezonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.